Next item, 8.18.
Amend Parks and Recreation System Development Charge to clarify the eligibility of projects that expand capacity by increasing access to parks and recreation experiences and add arts capacity projects to the capital improvement plan to improve community access to arts and culture.
Commissioner Fish.
Thank you, Mayor and colleagues. Portland Parks and Recreation has a longstanding goal that every Portlander live within a half mile of a park. New parks are a big lift, and new park development is a multi-year process, as we'll learn next week when Park Lane comes before council. So while we work towards that goal, we are also looking for new ways to bring park service to our community. And we are focused on increasing access to arts and culture through our park system. Today we have a two-part proposal and to help us do that more effectively. Tracy Schreiber from my office is here to briefly describe our proposal. We have park staff on hand to answer questions. And I want to thank Commissioner Udaly for her ongoing partnership on these and other changes. Tracy, welcome.
Thanks. Good morning. My name is Tracy Schreiber, and I'm with the Office of Commissioner Fish. And my job is to implement the city's plan for preserving and expanding affordable arts space. The item before you today does two things. First, it clarifies Portland's Parks and Recreation Systems Portland Parks and Recreation's System Development Charge Code to make clear that mobile parks facilities are eligible. Mobile projects provide many benefits. They deliver arts programming, recreation activities, and free summer lunches to communities without existing access to a park. They add capacity to existing parks during events, and they help meet growing seasonal demand. Second, it adds arts and culture capacity projects to the Parks Bureau's current capital improvement plan. Amending the list to include this category of capital investment will allow parks to add acoustic mitigation, sound systems, and stage capacity to existing facilities so that we can continue to meet the demands for access to arts and culture opportunities in our park system. As Portland grows and becomes denser, service delivery will look different. This proposal directly responds to both the city's arts affordability plan and to community surveys conducted by parks that highlight the need for adaptable and versatile infrastructure. These changes do not alter parks SDC rates. We're excited to bring you this proposal, and we welcome any questions.
Mayor and colleagues, I just also want to say I got an email from my chief of staff today that we found the resources to extend Tracy Schreiber's Arts Affordability Fellowship for another month. She's been taking the lead on a whole host of things, and we're really proud of her work and grateful that she's going to be with us for a little while longer.
Great. Thank you. Any further questions? Thank you. Public testimony?
One person, Maggie.
All right. To the item, please, Maggie.
What we really need is money spent for homeless people to participate in arts projects in the park. And we need to have the Parks Department stop participating in what I call Jim Crow-like behavior with locking the bathrooms down when homeless people show up. Thank you.
This is any further discussion? This is a first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading. Thank you for the presentation. Next item.